This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House impeachment investigators scheduled 4 White House witnesses for interviews today, but they're not showing up. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
National Security Council lead lawyer John Eisenberg and White House aide Robert Blair were to appear this morning. Neither did, with the Justice Department saying, as a presidential advisor, Eisenberg is absolutely immune from being compelled to testify. 2 other witnesses are not expected to appear this afternoon. All 4 had been subpoenaed. Meantime, President Trump continues bashing the credibility of the whistleblower who triggered the probe and is rejecting a lawyer's offer to have the person answer written questions from GOP lawmakers. The president says the whistleblower needs to appear publicly. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the Trump administration is blocking those 4 witnesses from complying with congressional subpoenas.
This will only further add to the body of evidence on a potential obstruction of Congress charge against the president.
The Democrats leading the inquiry began releasing transcripts from the closed hearings on Monday. The European Union says it's still committed to Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. European Union spokeswoman Maya Kosianich says the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action enhances security.
We believe that the JCPOA should be preserved. It's a matter of our security, not just the region or Europe, but globally. It's an international agreement that was endorsed by the UN, and we believe it should remain in place.
Earlier Monday, Iran announced it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. The announcement comes on the 40th anniversary of the 1979 U.S. Embassy takeover in Tehran. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Anti-government protesters crossed a major bridge in central Baghdad on Monday, approaching the headquarters of state-run TV and coming to within 500 meters of the prime minister's office. Security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at the protesters, killing at least 5 and wounding dozens. Dense, noxious smog continues to envelop the Indian capital and surrounding area Monday. Pollution levels in New Delhi are at a 3-year high. Vietnamese police have arrested 8 more suspects in connection with the truck container deaths in southeastern Britain. AP's Charles Desma reports.
Police say the 8 were arrested Sunday on charges of organizing people smuggling overseas as the probe into the October tragedy continues. British authorities charged with trying to identify the remains of the dead are working with officials in Vietnam to find out more about people who are thought to have been in transit to England. It had been confirmed by police on Friday that all of those found in the refrigerated truck container were Vietnamese. Police had initially believed they were Chinese. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong police say a 48-year-old knife-wielding man who slashed 2 people and bit off part of the ear of a local politician during weekend protests has been arrested, along with 2 men who attacked him in return. 5 people were injured in the attack, including 2 who are in critical condition. After talking about it for 2 years, President Trump can finally formally start withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
I followed through on my promise to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
That was President Trump, June 8, 2017. But technically, the U.S. is still in. The terms of the Paris Agreement say no country can withdraw in the first 3 years. It took effect November 4, 2016, so that means today is the first day the U.S. can start the withdrawal process. A letter to the U.N. will trigger it, and it will take a year to complete. That'll be the day after the 2020 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien denounced China's ongoing military buildup in the South China Sea at a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders in Thailand Monday.
We don't believe that any country should just seal off massive portions of the Pacific Ocean and claim that their territorial waters like it's a lake, like it's a lake up in Lake Tahoe, you know, in the middle of the U.S. We're talking with the South China Sea, for example, or the East China Sea, for example. Those are international waters.
Meanwhile, 15 Asian countries agreed on terms for what could be the world's biggest trade pact. The trade deal is backed by China and also brings in the 10 members of ASEAN, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.